Blog Talk Radio.
On nights when Dad works late, we'll treat ourselves a bit. At Olive Garden.
Ooh, breadsticks.
It's a chance for us to catch up. So is Donna still in the picture?
Maybe. Enjoy Olive Garden's new chicken crostata, grilled marinated chicken breast with our tomato Alfredo sauce. Or new steak crostata, grilled steak medallions with a four cheese sauce. Both with crispy Asiago cheese crostatas and unlimited salad and breadsticks.
So is this serious?
Yeah, this is seriously good.
Oh.
Olive Garden, when you're here.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Beck. This is a Damon production. We are now broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria. Additionally, I would love to say I would like to make a mention of Sister Bessie for a brief moment, along with a few other topics. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that this will be a very pleasant surprise to be able to hear from her again, because she brought up a subject matter that was near and dear to my heart. To listen to the show, please call 516-453-8133. Again, 516. My apologies. Producer, provide the correct number, please.
As always, 516-453-9133. And continue your transcript, Antonia.
Very good. Thank you. And select either live shows or the title of the show if you choose to call into, go on the internet to address the show, and it will be at www.blogtalkradio.com. That is www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can listen to review the previous shows there also. Tonight's show is titled Coronavirus Recovery Before the Summer of 2021. Only in certain locations worldwide, some countries are assumed to be, let's just say, averaging about 75% vaccines that were given out, and during the time that especially it was needed to prevent a surge or relapse for the back to normalcy movement. Will that include the poor as well as the rich countries? What averages are there? Exactly, the advantages for the vaccination will the average country receive? Also, is there a war on being able to receive the vaccination for certain countries versus others? Additionally, about public safety against the average citizen in the United States, especially in the urban environment, will we need to address that because of a rash of consistent gunnings in certain major cities across the states? There's an issue of assault, murder, and anonymous gun usage, which seem to catch many targeted people, and especially children, off guard as they unsuspectedly try to live their lives each day. And we get to enjoy the spring weather as the ability to get back to normal, I call it the back to normalcy movement, is creeping back into our lives during all of this vaccination. For some people, not everyone. Again, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say, regarding Sister Bessie bringing up a subject matter that was near and dear to my heart when I was capable of listening to her response to Coach's show, Saturday night. When it comes to the issue of women in sports, sometimes it's not that people don't take it all into consideration as being something that's acceptable in society. For whatever reason, there is the unfortunate inability for the media to transmit what is considered a healthy attitude towards women's sports. I mean, it's amazing. I know some people who have a great delight in taking WWE wrestling, which is nothing wrong with it, because I have been called to help share the enjoyment of watching that as entertainment, as well as when it comes to certain other sports, which are normally known to be considered as competitive sports, like, for example, basketball or soccer, sometimes volleyball or whatever other sports that's still available, whether it's lacrosse or baseball even, which is one of my exceptional favorites. It appears that for whatever reason, the broadcast is not as consistent, or it falls short of being consistent, as a need for enjoying the sports for the females becomes a little less available, a lot less available at times. This will be an interesting thing for her to bring that particular subject up, and I applaud her, because I don't get to hear that often in defense of women's sports. We have some very prolific co-hosts. They have quite a few other subjects, relatable or not relatable, but she's the one that really made me take note to exactly how inconsistent that can be. And for that reason, I say, you know, you're just a great person for bringing that up. So again, good evening, everybody. It has been a long time, and it's been heart-wrenching in the past year and a half because of the disease called coronavirus, sometimes COVID-19, sometimes, and we know it addresses primarily the time span of early 2020 up until even now. Well, too many people have died because the disease, and has wreaked havoc with too many innocent people across the world. Even though some of the victims of the disease were maybe not my relatives that I know of anyway, or personal friends that I know of, I may find out at a later time something that it maybe happened across the globe to somebody I know, or even my community that I know of, but I heard of a close call, though, since it had started last year, because this particular person, she worked in a morgue here in the city of Philadelphia. But it was not easy to see people who have unfortunately were broadcasted on the television shows about their family having had passed from the lack of the vaccine that eventually came about almost a year later. But you can't do anything about something until it is a production and an urgency to push it. I'm sure the WHO organization, the World Health Organization, has broadcasted it, and there were several other, you know, doctors who had pretty much specialized in making sure that all of the coverage addressed those issues. But because it has been so many theories as to where the vaccine, the coronavirus, COVID-19, had came about, originated from, some people said it was a laboratory mistake over in Asia somewhere, maybe China, or Italy or wherever, and because it was a theory about a venomous animal, like, for example, cave bats, you know, bats that fly, you know, that look mysteriously creepy. They have wound up in a wet market. Well, that's a market where they have, like, cells of open cells of meat, and but this is all not necessarily resolved at this point. So it caused an effort on behalf of many research scientists across the world who have raced diligently to address this issue. It had caused the necessity of Wuhan, China, and other places to push the necessity of saving lives in their country. Unfortunately, some of their people, the citizens, have been subjected to very rough handling to remove them from their homes because maybe or maybe not a resident had been heard to possibly have the Wuhan, China disease, as it was originally referred to by the time we heard it on a massive search of a need to have a stoppage put to it while we were here in the United States and other places, I'm sure. I have heard of it through other means that had spread or originated. And as a result, people were removed from their homes, as I mentioned, and the families were basically scared to death because nobody else knew who it would next affect in the next apartment, in the next house, and forcibly be taken away by people who are definitely wearing hazmat suits to protect themselves as they worked diligently on behalf of the government. So I had created a strict wearing of not only masks as demanded when they went into to the airports, speaking of the citizens, but other harsh subjections that eventually was attributed to the stoppage, according to some sources, of the rescinding of that particular disease. As a result, thank goodness, with the discovery of some medicines that were put in pill form mostly were available, but still it will say an effort that had to be on behalf of the people to be diligent about trying to enforce taking the pills, dealing with the research until there was a vaccination that came in a form of a liquid vial that had a combination of RNA cells, not DNA. They were considered messenger cells, and combined with possible concoctions, maybe, other medicines that were previously developed years before to resolve other diseases. This is going by hearsay, but I understand that this had occurred. So once the vials were to be received into about five main companies across the planet, say, for example, AstraZeneca, which I understand was used in the UK, Great Britain. Then there was definitely Pfizer and Moderna, who were leads here in the United States. And then there was a Johnson & Johnson issue, but it was eventually supposedly resolved, and now they should be up and running. And then there was another. But as a result, things started to improve. It was very gradual because considering the billions of people that are across the United States and with combined with everybody worldwide, you had to be very cognizant that we are to receive it with the purpose of making sure we can live as time goes on until we can receive this inoculation. here in the United States and maybe some other places. They went to the efforts of making sure it was administrated, it was administered to the various elderly age groups, like 75 on the average age and up. Then they reduced it to 65, then to 60, and then even possibly, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the ages of 50-something, because they felt as though that their immune systems probably were more compromised based on age. Well, that doesn't go for everybody, maybe, but it will go for some people. And, of course, now we know the other age groups that are allowed have the inoculation. Even here in the United States, down to the age of 12 to 16. And, of course, you know, before then it was like 18 years of age on up. And so that was a very big stride that we had made, considering the severity of the whole situation. So eventually, with us living through all of these surges, for those who are not familiar, surges are, they're like water waves, to compare the example, rise and fall of the wave of weather if the inoculation didn't prove effective enough or fast enough to be able to be received was the true answer to whether if a particular state or city or whatever county would be considered subjected to still having the bad results of the coronavirus disease to cause us to have to be dealing with the issues of more deaths or more severe sicknesses as a result of that disease, coronavirus. In addition, with all of that happening, with the different adult stages who were influenced about all of this, they had to be concerned about the very beloved people who really felt hurt, because some believed that if it was addressed earlier, by hearsay it was said that these people would still have their beloved parents and grandparents and great-grandparents to this day. Yes, there had been an occasional loss of children, nowhere near what it took for these much older people, and some of them were babies across even the United States. But I'm sure that the same goes for other places. But it could not be helped, because it was a race against time to come up ministered. Then we had to deal with the issue, meanwhile, until then, about a shortage in PPE equipment. And that was the most severe situation, because the doctors, nurses, and other medical-related personnel, they had to protect themselves to the point some people quit their profession, but because they were scared of being able to contract the disease from somebody they had to tend to while they get go through all this, these stages, especially in the hospitals. Now, some places who have been known to be affected because of their isolation, because the financial hardships and the terror that had been imagined, they really had a hard time with these surges. I say that because a lot of people did not know, being given, according to some sources, to mostly the rich, especially in the beginning. And, of course, with that being said, most people, they don't understand that they had to wait unless they had someone to advocate for them. And when they had to wait, for this person's mostly over the media to advocate for them, then of course it frightened many people. It frightened them because they had a feeling that they were not going to be amongst those who were to receive all of it. As a result, yes, they have a reason to be frightened. The biggest population, which is the poorer population. So, according to some sources, meanwhile, while the scientists across the world involved with WHO and whatever other sectors that were available did their job, there were places that didn't do their job in making sure that this particular virus was not being given to only a special elite. Don't seem to understand why people of other countries had to be comparatively maybe destined to receive more death counts because they obviously don't understand the plight of suffering, the plight of being poor, too poor to even survive in some cases. So people have lost their main support system, who were definitely out there relying on their countries sometimes to be able to make sure that there are people who are not dying as much. We're talking about places like Africa, Brazil, India, South America, and God knows whoever else. Little islands you don't know about, maybe in the Philippines. You've seen a recent broadcast of the severity that India has undergone as a result of all of this. And it's insane to think that people have to receive oxygen tanks from not only sources they're not familiar with, but other countries to rush them in there to keep the masses of the numbers down, so people won't be dying by the thousands. Now, I'm going to pause for a moment and ask caller number one to come in to help me to address whatever issue they think is necessary, relatable or unrelatable. Thank you. Caller number one, how are you?
Hi, peace and blessings, my sister Antonia.
Peace and blessings to you, Sister Bessie, who is our wonderful nominee. No. For the year 2021 for the international, would you tell me, the international
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame for broadcasters as a result of her concerted efforts for everything that she contributes. And she has came a very long way. But she didn't have to worry about that because she's a very learned person. So thank you. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, my sister. You know, the only problem that I have is why we have all these different vaccines. I don't know. Maybe we have about five different ones. But I feel uncomfortable, and I don't think I'm alone on this point, because I think they should have made one vaccine for every single person on the planet. You know, I still question it because due to the fact that years ago they had a situation where black children were getting one set of vaccines and the Caucasian children were getting another set of vaccines.
Mm.
So what they were giving each child of a different race was, and this was a while back, that it was not the same for each one of them. And, you know, and it just bothers me that they have more than one when they could have created one to serve all the people in the world.
Yes. You know, I can't, to be honest with you, summarize why that happens, but people have their reasons for speculating that some of the answers to that would be based on preferential treatment, for example, or the possibility of anything. You know, they have a right to be pessimists, just like we are sometimes are definitely on the other end of the spectrum, you know, where we're positive about things. But in this particular case, because of so many concerns, a lot of people. But I tell you what, sit tight for a minute, please. The producer would like to come in and help to hypothesize along with us, if you don't mind, and other people who have anything in mind that they know about these things. Thank you very much.
I love the word that she just used, hypothesize, a scientific guess. But I'm going to give you, it's really not a guess. The reason why there's five different or four major vaccines, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, and the New Jersey bred Johnson & Johnson, is because of big business, Sister Bessie.
Yes.
It's all about pharmaceutical companies making money off of the pandemic. It's that simple. It's that elementary. That's why there are four major vaccines in the world. And now back to Antonia.
Yes. And Antonia, that's what was my concern. He voiced my concern because when you think about it, if this disease is affecting everybody in the world, why not make one complete vaccine for everyone? And that's why I live my life with questions, you know, and, you know, we don't always get the answers to the question.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else you wanted to say? Because if not, I would hope to join you on that.
Yes, and one thing I wanted to say, it saddens me how... Oh, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
a little feedback in your line, Bessie. That's the only reason why I muted at the time. You sound good now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, what I was going to say, it saddens my heart to watch the children being shot, innocent children being shot. It's really bad where children cannot even go out to play. You know, and this is supposed to be the city of brotherly love, but we have shown other nations around the world that we are not the city of brotherly love.
Yeah.
With all the death of the teenagers and the young babies that is dying, and we don't see what is being done with these turf wars. You're killing innocent children. You know, it's just heartbreaking, and it saddens me to see that on the news every day, Antonia.
Mm-hmm.
It really saddens me.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that, sister.
Thank you very much, Sister Bessie. It's always good to hear from you. And I wish you the best with your nomination.
All right.
And we'll see what becomes what, and hopefully it'll be something that you can really place on your list of accomplishments. I'll put it that way. Okay.
All right, dear. I love you.
All right. I love you too, Sister Bessie. Now, to add to what Sister Bessie has said, and even Olandele Ngozi had what he said, well, first I should mention what Sister Bessie said about the children and the people, period, here within this city, being a metropolitan city, like maybe Chicago and some others. I have people say, well, it does occur elsewhere. Well, I'll start here because definitely I live here in keep up with some of the information, keep up with enough of it to know that it is insane. But back to what Olandele said, you know, I heard the other theory, not theory, this is a lot of fact to it. If you turn around and crunch the numbers on the stock market, there have been a reason to believe it's all, like he said, and for others out there who know well, this is not speculation. It is a money thing in some cases, in most cases, according to some. And, you know, some people will say, well, we don't want to make it a monopoly. And we may also say, as a result, you know, we do want to get paid. They do want to get paid. And I can imagine the massive amounts of funds that have been filtered into the corporations, different companies successful to provide this particular these particular medicines based mostly on the findings of success through the usage of the RNA cell combined with other chemicals and making it work. So it's, in other words, it's a business also. And some people believe that it's more of a business than it is a need to successfully cure people. But, well, truthfully, they both go hand in hand. Because without one, there can't be the other. And there's not a lot to say about that except for, as the saying goes, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. So, as you know, regarding Sister Betsy, her comment on the vaccines and things of that nature, I'm glad she expressed a concern and a request to address them, because if she don't ask the big questions, or somebody else out there, who else will? You know, I look at, and I listen to other people, like definitely listen to the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. And she, you know, from there, she said she had the COVID. Well, she must have been blessed by the best, as the saying goes, blessed by the best, because she came to a stage which whatever it took, she survived it, and she definitely adamantly talked about it from time to time. And that's a quality I admire her for, because a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, and I can understand that. Everybody doesn't want to divulge that they had to put up with a whole lot of strife getting through COVID. So that's another blessing. So many of us, we do what we have to do. We take the vaccines. Yes, I'm stating myself. If you don't take it, I just hope you know what you're doing. We know what we're doing. I hope our families know what they're doing. And they feel very suspicious. They're concerned about it affecting them later, or if it doesn't do that, maybe they're concerned about becoming sterilized or other millions of other theories that could be developed. But we are just going by question at that point. We don't want to scare anybody. I say I'm still alive, so, you know, whatever I'm doing, I hope it's for all the right reasons when I cooperate with the system on a matter such as that. You know, you can't always sell me some swamp water, as the saying goes, and think I'm going to eat it up and say, oh, yes, it's the real deal. But at this particular point, I think it does have its logic involved with doing that. I don't know about, well, the mask wearing, there's a pro and con, but it's more of a positive thing. You have nothing to lose. And with you not having anything to lose about the mask, I wear the mask when it's feasible for me. I'm not going to have it cut my breath off and constantly wear it, but I wear it within reason, especially in the presence of any and everybody other than myself, to make sure I let them know I care about the human life. Because it could be a surge as a result of non-mask wearing. And as maybe it could, but we should all be very precarious about how we approach life. With that being said, we have a broadcast from the emergency broadcast system. Please stay tuned, and we'll follow through.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you've just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the Northeast Illinois area. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Thank you very much. In case some people may have a wonderment of what is included in broadcasting, the emergency broadcasting system, it has pretty much historically been, at least that I know of, since the previous century, that we have those particular tests in case there's an outbreak of something or a notification that may be necessary that address the world or just your country or your state or whatever, so we can always be on the alert of anything that definitely doesn't pass by our ears. Speaking of that, before I go on to talk about what Sister Bessie said about the killing of the children, I can understand because that is part of the topic that will be utilized this evening. Amazing. How over there in there's a fighting against the Hamas, if I'm not mistaken, and Israel. It's absurd. I do believe centuries ago there was something called the Christian Crusade, and some people can't understand. We're not going to blame the Israelis necessarily, the Hamas. I don't know all of their involvement, but it's just insane that religious sects of the people, SCCTS, that means certain divisions of, you know, religious sectors, have to war with each other. You know, God is supposed to be the ultimate supreme being who determines, according to the way it's stated in the Bible, that will keep peace amongst people. But he can't do it if they can't come to the understanding of why people, in the name of maybe claiming territory, we can't seem to resolve matters that are dealing with human beings who have been having too much of an incident of going against each other. Well, to my understanding, the Hamas or Palestinians have their version of whatever. The Israelites have said that they are, you know, basically occupying the territory that has been part of their original place of life and living and beginning. But I hope they resolve it because, you know, to see that there are people, innocent people out there being bombed and things of that nature, I don't want to take sides, but I'll pray that they do understand that this world is not our world, no matter which we like to look at it anyway. We just hope to cooperate with the land that we all occupy, and hopefully there's some fair play involved with making sure if one side of the country that over there is basically trying to survive all this, they are to be given equal consideration so that the other side can do it based on the efforts they make to do what's right. God bless you. And with that being spoken of, I just wanted to say, in defense of what Sister Bessie said, killings of the babies and the children and things of that nature, It's a terrible thing. So I'm going to address that. But anyway, according to the Washington Post, on April the 22nd, the year 2021, there was an article written called Here's Just How Unequal the Global Coronavirus Vaccine Rollout Has Been. And in this publication called The Globe, it has been said that there has been a coronavirus disparage, in other words, between the haves and the have-nots. For those who are not familiar with the have-nots, those who are privileged and those who are struggling because of their financial hardships, probably. And they said it was creating a gap that many define as the next phase of the pandemic. They said using publicity, which was available, it figures out from a publication called Our World, and the data, the Washington Post had found 45% of vaccines dose administered so far up until that time that it was published have gone to just 16% of the world's population. And in what the World Bank considers high-income countries, they said that fell in the small percentage. They felt that in a smaller percentages of only 1 million people, there were privileged people to receive the most of the vaccinations first were in that income bracket. They also said the Washington Post found that 45% of all vaccine doses administered so far, with that percentage taken into consideration, is this particular statement that applies. So now in a small country of relatively wealthy nations, which include the United States, dosages are relatively plentiful and mass immunization campaigns are progressing. The world is still struggling to secure enough of the supply, which we are definitely familiar with that. For many months, the immunity is still not going to be erased because it may not be resolved for them. It's not in a matter of months down the line, which is disproportionate, but also for some, it may be years. Well, this is basically, if you want my opinion, a theory. So let me jump back onto what they were saying, though. And it said, it may not go away, in other words. They said they estimate the world's poorest 92 countries will not be able to reach a vaccination rate of 60% of their population until the year 2023 or later. Okay. So regardless of those findings, they will eventually name some of the countries that were affected by all of this. And they will still suggest that all of us continue to get the vaccination based on this article published in the CDC, Center for Disease Control. And they were saying the benefits of getting vaccinated is a publication that they make available, and it will help you to keep from getting the COVID. Based on what we know about vaccines or other diseases from clinical trials, experts believe that a COVID-19 vaccine also helps keep you from getting seriously ill if you do get the COVID-19 vaccine. So considering that as well, they said it is a severe increase for the COVID-19 if you may not get it, but that's a chance you're willing to take. Hopefully, it will go away. Just like when there was the major outbreak of COVID back in the year 1918, eventually they said after, you know, years of research, because they were definitely not up to the stage as we are in dealing with vaccine productions and things like that. They said it eventually just disappeared one day. It went away, but it had taken a matter of a couple, maybe a few years. So with that being said, for any guys who are afraid out there that you may become sterile, so far they even said in defense of the women who are having babies getting the vaccine, they stated that it should not affect your baby or affect you in any way during the process of your pregnancy or to make sure that you have a healthy delivery. So to bring you up to date regarding what Sister Betsy said, I'd just like to say recently in the city of Philadelphia, one of the most recently news televised reports of two children at a playground ages 17 and 13 who were at least around a playground. They were encountered with a spray of bullets. The 17-year-old lost his life. The 13-year-old, he was definitely affected, but he physically, that is, and he did receive bullets also, but he survived it, and he was capable of being able to give a description of one of the shooters or the shooter. Oddly enough, he was definitely in the process of identifying one of the suspects. He was capable of being able to render that information because for many months, it could have been years, practically the vast majority of people who stealthily go fly under the auspice of being able to avoid detection by police or investigation are not normally able to be found. So, since there has been a highly unusual amount of people and children who were innocent bystanders and who were definitely, even people in the downtown area of Philadelphia, not often, but once in a rare blue moon, there's been someone at 3rd and Chester Street, if I'm not mistaken, at a restaurant, who was sitting at the table with his girlfriend, which is a very unique thing because of the well-protected environment in that vicinity, had someone to get up and come, I guess through a drive-by, came to kill him. The girlfriend survived. But how often do you think these people should go undetected? I've had a neighbor make a mention of tinted windows in some of these vehicles. Sometimes they said that you could definitely see nothing with these tinted windows. It's not that tinted windows are not allowed, but it's the degree of vision of the tint that actually should be something that should be addressed. So that was her solution. And considering that sometimes those assailants, they may be on foot, and they may come up and stealthily come out of bushes or whatever and do whatever they do. I'm not saying it happens constantly, but this is something that somebody said who was a suburbanite. They said urban, you know, the inner city community like it used to be thought, but also in an occasional situation, in the suburban situation. Now, keep in mind, some of these, what do they call them? They call them surveillance cameras that have been constantly posted in different areas all across the city, and then some. They have been able to detect the movement of some people, but because of the wearing of the hoods over their heads in some cases, blocking the view of the actual assailant, or especially during this coronavirus situation, the wearing of these masks, which made things even worse for us to be able to detect who they are. it's hard to basically forming these types of crimes. And considering that as well, there had unfortunately many vigils, you know, spiritual vigils that were conducted in prayers and rallies and protests. But there has not been enough evidence to capture even one half of these criminals as they go about doing their little filthy thing. And if anybody does not know that you need to take diligent children. It's, see, some people are supposing, because back in the day, you know, as they say, especially the urbanites, you could go in your home, perform duties and what have you. The children will be outside. They even have people snatching, especially small children, into their vans. You know, you don't want to be suspicious of everybody who's in your community or around in the area. You don't want to be suspicious of them being the bad people, because some of them have been known to, people that you don't know have been known to save children's lives in some cases. But in a situation where this is not a safe society, God knows whoever and whatever coming into your neighborhood these days, and you can approach them and say, hi, can I help you? Even if it's somebody else's child, that would stop a whole lot of crime, not only for their child, later if they return to your area and done something towards you or your home. You know, we have to each learn how to be there as neighbors, you know, make phone calls away from the scene of the crime, hopefully, within hopefully seconds, if not minutes, to be able to avoid things that can affect you and your community. You know, it's amazing. Some of these children who have been able to be detectors of bad situations have been more helpful than some adults in running back to report things they've seen that were considered inaccurate. Parents or caretakers, please learn how to have a talk with the children, even if they'd rather be outside. Just ask them if they could sit there for about 5 or 10 minutes and bring up subject matters that are very important. One day, have a talk to them about how to get away from a fire if anything occurs. Or in the case of learning how to duck down and see if they hear of any shooting, and if they can see somebody who's doing it and then safely get away or not be in harm's way, you know, show them examples of how to do that. You know, these kids, the reason why a lot of them get hurt, because they don't know how to be on their guard about things that are considered unusual. And if you, for example, see a vehicle circulating through the recreation areas that the kids are normally known to hang out or whatever. See, that a lot of parents, they don't mean any harm by not teaching their children on what to look for. They actually just don't realize how important it is to look for all of these signs. And they themselves, the parents, they're more naive than the children are sometimes. You sometimes get the children to come back and report things to you that will have you gasping. And you'd be surprised. They may say, well, you know, that kid named so-and-so, you know, he had a gun. And I heard him say he shot somebody, for example. Kids will be your best translators of what they see in the neighborhood. And they don't even know what's going on. They're just telling you what they've seen or what they heard. And as a result, you know, it's your time to take and act upon matters like that. If you don't have a Town Watch group in your area, which is here in Philadelphia called the Town Watch Integrated Services, located at a 900 block of Spring Garden Avenue, they can provide you information on basically engaging in some type of security for your home. Now, for those of you who sit around and say, oh, that woman's looking out the window, she's 90 years old, she don't know what she's saying, she's just a nosy neighbor. Well, thank your God for nosy neighbors, please. You know, nosiness can have your life saved and the lives of others. You know, I'm not saying they should put themselves in harm's way, but they are partially a member of what they call eyes and ear groups. With that being said, consider creating a child watch, you know, organization based on maybe information you can Google about Child Watch Integrated Services here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and see if there's somebody who would like to talk to you out of their office regarding what all can go on in Child Watch that you can have as a proxy you need to do in order to secure yourself and whoever else. And with that being said, thank you very much. We're going to ask for caller number two to come in. Hello, caller number two. Please tell who you are. And I'm going to ask Ngozi to tell Sister Bestie's next day and time she'll be available, because I failed to get that information.
No doubt. She is doing the Malcolm X tribute on Friday, and also it's a third anniversary of broadcasting it on the Dynasty. So it's important for all the people who are hearing me tonight all around the world to support Sister Bestie, 21 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for its class. Caller number two.
Thank you.
Yes, Miss Hall of Fame nominated Antonia Betts. How are you doing tonight?
All right, and how are you? Actually,
I'm doing excellent. Always great.
Okay, everyone, he will introduce himself and tell you what he has in mind. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Hootie. Please tell me what's on your mind.
Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and do that right quick. Yes, my name is Tony Barkat, is the Magic Man Haru. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. I'm the famer and the 2018 and 2020 Anna Waddell Award winner. And I got a show that's coming up, should be June 3rd, and I'll be speaking about caretakers, educators, teachers, and protectors. This one here is for all of us. Now, again, thank you so much for always providing us with such profound information as you always do. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. I love your show from the beginning, and I just truly appreciate you. In fact, we all do. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Hooney. And I know you mean it from your heart. With that being said, there hasn't been a time that you haven't. And the fact that we all have something that hopefully that will reach the ears of people who consider it worthwhile listening is very important, mostly because it's a learning experience to get on any talk show and to be able to share and get through to people the advantages of learning whatever they need to learn. So with that being said, thank you very much, and thank you for telling me when where you can be found in the title of the show. Is there any particular topic or date that you would like to share when your next show will be?
Yes, it should be June 3rd at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, June 3rd.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So much. And I'm sure you'll
You're
tell
welcome.
Us the
Thank
topic
you.
As time approaches. So with that being said, thank you so much, everyone that's Brother Huni Vakmatun. And he has a lot of spiritual information as well as other things. Interesting guests. He will gladly, as time goes on until June 3rd arrives, keep you informed of whatever you'd like to learn about what he has to share as well. Thank you so much. And with that being said, that's a wonderful thing to hear. But nevertheless, back to the issue also. of these kids. There was a time, I'm quite sure, many of us, we have went to the playgrounds and walked along the street, went to the movies and things of that nature. We have not had to be concerned about who's going to get us tonight with a bullet or things of that nature. I've never heard of it, you know, coming up myself. But, you know, keep in mind, we have a lot of, unfortunately, sick people out here. People are targeting the wrong people for being, let's say, mentally challenged, who they would assume that are not capable of being able to function out here in the street and live a good life, or just live a life of wanting to be an average, well-rounded citizen, to get a good thrill out of, in some cases, hurting other people. Maybe during their coming up in life as a youngster or a person who felt as though so many things had passed them by in life, they didn't receive opportunities or something of that nature. But there's a way to turn around and turn that whole thing around. You have to be willing to listen for who wants to turn your life around if you see there's an opportunity. You know what really got me? I was speaking of WWE, reverting back to what I was talking about in the very beginning of the program. I was listening to a couple of the wrestlers from back in the day who were on a station called A&E. And there was one particular documentary that was done on behalf of a guy by Booker T. What fascinated me was Booker T, he's been around in the wrestling world for the longest, and I tell you, of a fellow who's in his 50s, and I didn't know that, you know, Booker T even had stopped wrestling, it appears. I may be wrong. And he has a lovely wife and two lovely children, a boy and a girl. Booker T had such an interesting background. The others do too, but I bring him up because there's a song, and I'm musically inclined to listen to other people's songs. There's a Puerto Rican fella who sings a song in honor of Booker T, and it's a real nice riff. And it shows Booker T being presented as well. And so I laugh because, you know, Booker T got the opportunity to display his persona as his character. And the Puerto Rican fellow just felt real enthused about being able to make such a successful rap. And that's why I take some rap songs. It wasn't vulgar. It was nothing negative. It was just so cute because it exhibited something that goes on in WWE. Well, anyway, in the documentary, Booker T, on television at this point, they were telling the story about how his life came about. He had a mother that raised 8 children, and in the process, his mother was only 49 when she died all of a sudden, and his brothers and sisters, well, 4 of them were grown and out of the house, or young adults. He, his brother, who's maybe about 7 years older, I believe, and his 2 sisters, I don't know if one's younger or one's older, it's whatever, they were left children to be able to survive. They were only kids, and Booker T, in the process of after he, you know, became incarcerated for, the, you know, I guess a few years or so, he came out, a guy gave him a job, and then somehow he got introduced to the thing of wrestling, and his brother obviously did at one point too. So they were a tag team, and eventually it was the most touching story from a guy to look so gruesome, as you know, because of the faces he make, says, "Can you dig it?" You know, which is his motto. He was a really impressively good person to see the outcome of a person who didn't have to resort in dirty things in order to, because there's plenty of people always waiting to corrupt people so they don't get that opportunity to present themselves in a way of helping other kids to further their dreams. He was not a highly educated guy, but you know what? And by no means. But you know where his education came from? The love of life, family, and the people that loved his image. He portrayed as a character on the WWE wrestling matches that they have out here. I never thought I'd see the day that I would enjoy WWE, but a certain mature female, she coaxes me into watching it, and as a result, every so often I get a chuckle out of it. So I just wanted to let you know, if a person who didn't get a chance to get a real education could humble himself after being in that institution, which is terrible, considering what I heard about some of these prison systems from an actual person, I tell you, it is amazing. So with that being said, I'm going to let you all hear this track dedicated to the show, because it may be something that you all can learn from just listening to the words. Thank you very much, producer.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Brother Ngozi who had suggested that song because there's a concern, a growing concern about not only with armory, you know, whether it's guns, knives, whatever, whatever tool of choice to hurt people, we could really circumvent that because it isn't necessary to eliminate another person's life in order to make sure that we can exist and no one else can, because we all have to realize you never know who you may need to help protect you or take care of you. And the name of the game is to, even during this surge situation and the elimination of all of the COVID, who may not need a blood transfusion or who you have to basically count on in order to get it. So I just wanted to mention in general about these particular topics. I'm going to get, before I just address the final thoughts on Brother Ngozi, there's something called Parking Wars. It's a show, Parking Ticket Wars. All I can say is I know this isn't only in the city of Philadelphia, but please stop frightening people. There are so many people there up China to come to approach me about their concern about some of the things that shake them up over tickets that are being administered. If your city isn't known to be known as one of the fairest cities around who do things for the right reasons and you don't condone the behavior of some of the people who are administering tickets correctly, don't make an enemy out of the people in your city and have people not come there to enjoy it in order to be able to take advantage of the tourism. Also, about the student loan cancellation issue that was supposed to be addressed, a lot of people are disgruntled about the way the present president felt as though that they should take on the advice of whoever is telling them to cancel it based on certain prerogatives. Because after all, you should be concerned about the people who appear to be more legitimate in the way they handle it, President, because I respect you, but keep in mind your advisees may not be exactly relaying the information for this matter to be resolved the way it can be. So everybody who at least tried to get an education will want to be eager to go back to work because they got a chance to enter the workforce on the level that they struggled. Some been out here for decades trying to resolve their student loan matter without having to be harassed. And as a result, take that into consideration, please. The cashless society, I see where there has been a struggle for a certain source nowadays to basically have the change given back to the persons who make purchases again. To them, that's very frightening. Everybody don't want a credit card to take advantage of so many people who had to rely on computerized things that had caused their account to be compromised, which led to identity thefts as of this century. And as a result, the person who make that suggestion, they need to give an occasional public address to account for why they think that it should be a cashless society, because I'm quite sure they had benefited over the decades it took for them to be able to receive whatever benefits they have. We can always discuss that at a later time. And sex trafficking of people, finally, with them being people who are migrating from Mexico, especially the young children they showed in the news, don't be surprised the compromise of the physiology of these people, as well as anywhere in the world, that is an oncoming process, which I would like to address in the future as a result of people having to be afraid to think that their children will be abducted, that these young children, they aren't caught up in something that they did not intend to walk into. And the females, and even occasional young males, or males, period, who have been compromised with that. This is bad when we have to live in a world
we have to wonder, are our children, or are we going to be abducted against our will, just walking along the city streets here, even in the United States, because somebody is going to snatch somebody off the street, and that's ugly. With that being said, thank you very much. It is now Ngozi time. So with that being said, Ngozi, please come on in.
Well, first of all, thank you, Tony, tonight. You know, our most tenured and honored host of these dynasties that we have been a part of for over 8 years. And that is a person that has anchored our network with current events continuously. Every time her slot comes up with outstanding information. That's why she's a guru. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame nominee, and I always say, you know, to me, she should be enshrined. But we're going to get that together, hopefully, in 2022. But I appreciate just the love of broadcasting. She never wavers, ever, to give you what you need. That's the truth. And nothing but. And I love me some Tony. Always will. You know, she is a person that has been with us and seen hosts come and go, but she has been steadfast in her broadcasting prowess. You all need to respect this woman forever. Tomorrow night on these only stations, we have the gifted one, Jarrett Thomas, and his internship right here at ONE. The ONE host intern show, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Everett has advertising to ONE, which is Oladeli and Ngozi Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime. Listen, I got to say something to all the folk out there about going to paying the bills. Listen to what Tony has told you tonight about, you know, overcoming the vaccine, overcoming, you know, being inhibited. The life you save might be your own and all that. And everyone has apprehensions. What we don't do is shaming here. We're not going to shame people that don't take the, you know, take the vaccine and doesn't, you know, and don't shame people that do take the vaccine. It's a personal choice. The killing and murder of our inner city youth is a scourge to the world, not only in our own neighborhood. Where are the people who are the elders of the community? You know, we have a generation that's a bunch of cowards that allow these things to go on in your community. You should not be, you know, awakened in the middle of the night from gunshots. You know, all you folks have rings and all these cameras. Why are you not telling the authorities that I'm trying to survive in my own home? There's no excuse for cowardice. Please, please, please step up and be better than what you were yesterday. Now, Damon Network is advertised on the with Zola Deli and Ghost Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime, someone at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Ghosty at Facebook and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malou and Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, your info guru, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight, oladelay.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli and Malou and Ghosty, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Tony inspired me to, and it's not about paying the bills. It's about saving lives. That's what we do here at ONE Dynasty. Where are you? In your community, are you trying to save lives? Why are you allowing these things to happen? Are you willing to give your life for the, you know, for your children? Do you know where your children are right now? Are they subject to you and your own home? Do you have that type of stability and discipline and love from your child to be able to save their life? Think about that as I give the mic back to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2020, Miss Antonia Batts. I have no more to say. Tony.
Thank you very much. So with that being said, I appreciate everything that you have said and supported me on when it came to those subject matters, not for my sake, but for the sake of humankind. I don't wish any accolades to be presented in my direction. I would like for people to give their own selves a pat on the back who make an effort to make this world better. You know, at least you can lay down and have peace in your mind at night, knowing that not only did you make a contribution, but you made an effort to save your children or some kid's life or something, for all you know, who can help you later on, and that they don't do any more by running down the street and telling somebody was shot and that person was you, for example. You know, learn how to protect society. It's not to make sure that everything is secure only for yourself when you find out this is a group effort. The group is the whole world of people. Everybody can't protect and save everybody because there are too many problems out here occurring. But at least learn that much. By the way, I am watching a little bit of WWE, and I tell you, it's an entertainment sport, I call it. But I hope that you all can learn how to promote other people who are trying to bring you an example for your kids to follow by becoming female basketball players or soccer players or whatever else. Because, you know, the girls, they serve a very important role just as much as the boys in the society. And people should understand that they would have traditionally got away from the tradition of just thinking that they don't deserve, you know, some reasonable respect when it comes to sports. Well, you'll find out that it's a whole lot more to it than what you think. So with that being said, yes, and yeah, I will continue to wear a mask in the environment that I will be in. I don't worry about people saying she's still wearing a mask because I'm not doing it for cosmetic reasons. But when I'm capable of wearing it, even when it comes to breathing issues that I deal with once in a blue moon as a result of all that, I will definitely wear it because there will be times that may become a surge. So please, God bless you all, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. And Sister Bessie, you continue to hang in there because I always think that you have been a supporter of what was right for a lot of good reasons. And if we don't agree with something you said, listen, we all have our own opinions, and we can always sit amongst people who we care about to discuss them for all the right reasons. Thanks to your encouragement as well. God bless you, and you have a good evening, everyone.